Congressman Chris Stewart on the phone with us right now from Utah. And Congressman, as you hear us talking about what's been going on in Washington, D.C. this morning, what's going through your mind?
Well, I mean, these are friends of mine, and I'm heartbroken for them. I'm heartbroken for their families, and I'm frankly angry that we're in this situation and that we're having this conversation.
Have you had any communication with any of your friends in Congress or their staff about what took place this morning?
Well, I mean, I'm here in Congress, so of course we were having conversations as we see people across the hall and, you know, talking to people on the phone and trying to just catch up with friends of mine who were there. And Dr. Wenstrup, who sits with me on the Intelligence Committee, was one of the doctors who, you know, attended some of the those who'd been shot. So we're having, you know, a number of conversations, but a lot of what we're learning, we're doing the same thing through same media that you are, and that's we're sitting here watching the news and trying to understand what happened.
This is just supposed to be kind of a friendly baseball game between Republicans and Democrats. Is that how you understand this?
Yeah, I mean, this was a group of Republicans. This is getting ready for the congressional baseball game, which is tomorrow night. It's a big fundraiser that they have, and this is a group of Republicans who are having the morning practice. And we don't know yet that they were targeted. I mean, we've had reports. Another friend of mine said that he thought that he ran into the gunman just before he left, and the guy asked, "Is this are these Republicans or Democrats?" We don't know if you know that was actually the gunman. We don't know if they targeted Steve Scalise because he is a leader. We got to find that kind of stuff out. But I tell you, the tone of politics has just become so poison, and it's become so visceral. I mean, is it okay to have a play in New York City where they depict the assassination of the president? Is it okay for comedians to hold up severed heads of the president? Is it okay for town hall meetings to turn into nothing but intimidation and threats, as so many of them have? We've got to change the tone of politics and go back to what is a normal conversation.
How do we move in that direction, Congressman?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. And if you figure that out, I'd love to hear your answer. But, I mean, it's just we understand that people get emotional. We understand that these policies and the things that are happening in Washington, D.C. have impacts on people's lives. But we also have to remember that these are people who are good people who are trying to serve, and they're individuals who have families. And too many times they're not treated that way. They're not treated as if they deserve any respect at all. And when we see this, you know, this gunman apparently today who seemed to be targeting Republicans, I just think it's a terrible testament of the day we're living in now. Mm.